Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show. Oh,
come on. Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson off today, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Speaking of that, we are live from the Lakeland University studios, online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. I always say, if you are a stay-at-home parent and the kids are in school, it's perfect. Take a couple online courses. And continue to further your education. Makes all the sense in the world.
Take a nap, get up and finish. Boy, I love them naps.
I'm telling you right now.
Naps are amazing.
The one thing in my life I would never want to be is a stay-at-home parent. Like, nope, absolutely not. I have the most respect for anybody that does that. Like, I think people don't understand how difficult it is. If you have multiple kids, especially.
Well, they learned in the quarantine, they learned it.
Especially if they're smaller. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's fun, though. They just sleep all day if they're babies.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like. Three, four.
Oh, they just want to play. Yeah, watch cartoons and play.
All day long. Right.
Yeah.
All day long. All right. So you had
Let's
a question.
Go out and play catch, Daddy. Well, it's 9 degrees.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
What do you got?
Now, based on what we said the last hour, you were basically saying about the running game and stuff like that. So I took it to another level. Gary, I said, if I'm Matt LaFleur, and I couldn't, you're Aaron Rodgers, by the way, without the millions of dollars and the long hair, but you're Aaron Rodgers. But I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm coming to you. The first 25 plays have been scripted, so we're just meeting. 20 of them are runs. I want you to lock them in because I like what we're going to get from their front four because they're not going to blitz, and they don't do a lot of shifting. They're pretty vanilla, to be honest with you. That's why they're successful. Keep it simple. I need you to buy into this. So the first 25 plays, you may only throw it 5 times. What's your answer?
But coach, if two, three plays, and we get a couple runs here, and they move guys up in the box, so I got the option to audible out.
No. And just tell them. You already know you got that. That's the thinking.
Oh well, if I have the ability to option out, I'm fine. Sure, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
If I can audible out, sure.
Gary thinking that he's gonna say no. I want to throw it.
He can throw it. He has the ability to audible out, now, you said. So he can throw it if he wants.
But I need you mentally to do what Garoppolo did for nine. You
no.
didn't throw it, but see, now let's change it. Let's move
no,
the goalposts.
No.
So if,
he's not throwing the ball nine times in a game or eight times in a game. No.
And
no,
you
no, no.
win.
No, no.
But you're going to win, though. Because you're going to run the ball.
I understand
AJ
what you're
Dillon
saying.
AJ Dillon going to get 90.
I get it.
33 going to get 113 and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
We're getting 8-9 yards a clip.
I know.
And you still want to throw it?
He's throwing it.
We got a problem.
Yeah, no.
We got a problem.
That's not happening.
And we don't have to be in Houston for this problem.
Let me explain something.
Buy into the roles.
Hold on.
This, Steve.
Peyton Manning isn't doing that. Rodgers isn't doing that. Mahomes isn't doing that. Brady's not doing that. None of these premier Hall of Fame quarterbacks are going to buy into throwing less than 10 times. The reason why Garoppolo did was because Garoppolo knows, I'm not that guy. So if this is working, feed the beast and keep on moving. You're not going to go find these Hall of Fame quarterbacks not throwing the ball less than 10 times? And can we find an example of that?
No, probably not. But it happens, though. Listen, Elway wouldn't have these two Super Bowls if TD didn't want to run that ball at the high clip.
He didn't throw it less than 10 times.
It didn't happen. If they was running the ball at a high clip.
Because TD was pretty good, man.
How many yards they put up? Almost 300 yards on the Packers a couple years ago, okay? He didn't have to throw
over 200 yards rushing, yeah.
Just like your boy at New England. Threw it three times. They running the ball.
Not a Hall of Fame quarterback. A rookie quarterback.
But it don't matter if you're Hall of Fame or rookie.
No, it does.
You got to buy in.
Ego plays into it. You know that?
That's why you be losing.
Okay, fine.
That's how you be losing.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm just saying, buy in. I ain't got to throw it 50 times. Do you know why those quarterbacks throw it 50 times? They have to.
Yes.
Because either their defense is terrible, their special teams are terrible, and they don't have a running game.
And that's why Brady's numbers don't mean nearly as much to me as it means to everybody else. Because early on in the year, when they weren't running the ball as much, he was throwing it a million times a game. And his attempts are way more than anybody else in the league. And that's why his yards are way more than anybody else in the league. And everybody looks at him, 5,000 yards. Oh, my God, so great. Yeah, but you give Rodgers 150 more attempts, I promise you, he'll have better numbers than Brady. But he's not going to get that many attempts. Want to know why? Because to your point, Rodgers, quote, sacrificed a little bit more. And there were games where Dillon and Jones each had 15 carries in a game.
Thank you.
But he's not throwing it less than 10 times.
Aaron Rodgers' attempts can be down. I mean, he had a lot of games of 200 yards.
Now, I could see him throwing the ball like 25 times. I could see that. But less than 10, Leroy, that's a big ask.
But what I'm saying is, 33 and 28 is dominating. They're getting 5-6 yards a clip. And we're getting first downs and we're scoring. You think he's going to go to the bench and be like, man, my numbers are down. But I'm looking up, we're up 21-0.
No, I don't think he would do that. I think he'll just audible out and throw it. I don't think he'll go to the bench and pout. He'll just start audibling out so he can make a couple of throws.
No, I don't think he's going to do that.
That's how I think it would go.
I think he's a team guy that said, whatever the plan that Matt LaFleur put in front of me, I'm going to execute it to a T. It ain't about me. It's about us. I don't care about numbers now. I mean, numbers, his legacy is set. Look at all the great numbers these quarterbacks put up, but they're home watching. Okay? All those guys got to go to the coach is going to come in and say, you know what, just this week now. Now, next week you may throw up 50 times. This week, I like what we're seeing. We watch a lot of tape on these guys. I like that stretch play. I like that jet sweep. I like it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Kyle Shanahan, try to be the smartest guy in the room. He running that ball with Elijah Mitchell. And all of a sudden, he got an idea. Why don't I have Jimmy Garoppolo roll out and throw the ball through a pick? We don't need to do that.
Nope,
get out your own way and just run that ball.
Let's go to John, Atlanta, Georgia. Another call from Georgia. Listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it today. What's going on, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, you guys. Hey, Leroy. I got to agree with you. I mean, if you're not confident as a Packer fan this year, at least against the 49ers, we'll see what happens next week. But I don't think you'll ever be confident. And
That's
I think you've
fact.
Already nailed it. With Campbell in the middle, I mean, to have an all-pro linebacker, which we haven't had since Nitschke, that's insane. So to have that on the defensive side, you throw in a generational quarterback, and then you throw in a guy named Quadzilla as your running back, the nickname. I mean, if you can't be confident now as a Packer fan, and I know it's the Bostics of the world. I know there's been so many horrible – 2011 was a horrible loss to the Giants. So I see why there's negativity. I mean, there's been some bad losses. But, I mean, if you can't be confident in this game alone, wow, I don't think a Packer fan will ever be confident. I know it could be the Midwest mentality. I'm sure that's a part of it. But, man, I agree with you, Leroy. With Campbell as a linebacker, I mean, it's got to give you so much confidence throwing Rodgers. you got the best receiver in the game right now in Adams. Man, there's just nothing to be negative about, honestly. I mean, unless you want to go back on former games where they should have won and they lost.
Oh, preach, brother. Preach, brother.
But I mean, you got to be confident, right?
Yes, that's a good focus.
Thanks for the call.
That's a good focus phone call because you think about it. I know what people are saying, Steve. I know. I got two nephews that always remind me. The reason why some of the Packer fans ain't all like, want to get excited because of what happened to Dallas. Dallas fans, man, those memes going around, they're still going around. Some guy, Steve, shot his TV. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
The guy punched his TV. It fell off the wall. He shot, pulled a gun out of his waist and back, 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 back. These Cowboy fans, they were so guaranteed they were going to the Super Bowl. And not even memes. So Packer fans are thinking, you know what? Maybe I need to just calm down a little bit and just not be so excited just in case. Hey, man, listen, in sports, you don't live just in case. You live what's the best opportunity. Do you need a Hall of Fame quarterback or not? Now, one guy, Garoppolo, can tell his grandkids, hey, man, I beat Aaron Rodgers. I ain't going to Hall of Fame. This guy's first ballot, and he's our MVP this year. And guess what? I'm going to go there and put that thing on him. And Aaron Rodgers got to say, child, please. These are the grown folks on the dance floor. You got to sit down until we play cool in the game. Okay, right now we playing some Eminem. You know, we playing some Snoop Dogg.
You excited for that Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, that's why I want to make the Hall of Fame so I can go shake Eminem's hand. Top five rapper of all time.
Not Dr. Dre?
He's not a rapper to me. He's just a creator.
I think I'd rather shake Dr. Dre's
hand. Well, I can do all the hands. Mary J. Blige, I got to get a selfie with her with my mask on, of course.
Yeah. Make sure you call her Mary J. Blige, not something else. That Gary, you keep Gary away from her so he doesn't call her the wrong name, too. Please.
What
my
if I
God.
Call her Anita Baker?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I had Anita Baker. How's it going?
I could see Gary going up to Eminem. What's up, Snoop? I mean, it would be bad. It would be bad.
No, you're going to Eminem and say, hey, Vanilla Ice, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's up, Vanilla? Chris and Fondy tweets at Big Show Network. In response to Steve's prediction on Amos's tweet, that makes sense. But instead of replacing Amos, wouldn't you rather replace Savage? He struggled hard covering Mark Andrews. I'd rather bench Savage if it were finding a way to keep Douglas in the lineup. So I go back to you from Chris and Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
Savage, Amos, and let's say they're trying to figure out a way to get Rasul Douglas out there with King, with Stokes, with Alexander, and the only place you can get him out there possibly might be one of those safety positions. And you're facing a team that loves to run the football. Mm-hmm. Even though Kittle hasn't been all that involved in the offense as of recently for San Francisco, still a threat at tight end. Mm-hmm. Where do you go?
Here's why I think there's a difference between fans thinking and coaches thinking and players thinking. It's three different thinkings there. And actually it's four because analytics will tell you this.
All right.
Because analytics tell you height, weight, you know, size when you're defending a team that's going to run the ball. If they came in to me with this plan, now I'm supposed to buy in now because this may go against what I'm saying. And it's too gimmicky. I'm not in on that. This man ain't played no downs at safety. You want to do it this week?
Makes no sense.
Wait. You want to do it this week?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I'm going to have the guy in who's played the position, started all game. Whether you like his play or not, at least he knows what to do.
But he does have 2 weeks to get ready.
He just the pros. We not gimmicking stuff up like this. That ain't how science works. They don't just wake up one day and just find a cure. It has to be over time. So, no, don't be doing that. Don't be doing that kind of stuff. Because then if it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be mad. Real mad.
And but if it does work, innovative and all that. No, they're not doing that. No, they're not doing that. They're not doing that.
Which one is better against the run, Savage or Amos?
Leave it how it is.
No, I'm just asking.
Against the run?
Which one's better?
I say Amos is probably better.
Which one is better at covering the tight end? Because Savage had problems.
I think it's a horse apiece on that.
So close.
Yeah. But you can put a linebacker on a tight end and give him some help. There's a lot of things you can do in the 3-4. But I just don't want to complicate it. The one thing you want to do is simplify. I love that word. I'm actually doing a book on the best words. And matter of fact, me and you talked about it 3 weeks ago. One is approved, yes, simplify, you know, direct deposit. Good words. Just focus on the good words. A coach has to tell me something positive because I'm already thinking I'm the best thing since sliced bread. But now you're going to tell me something to go a good topping. Give me a topping. And that's when Fritz said, I can't give you their playbook. Just go stop whatever they do. You're good enough to do that. That's a great topic.
He's Leroy
Butler. Don't go in there to be all gimmicky.
Steve Sparky Fiverr will take some more of your calls coming up. Justin in Green Bay is on hold.
Hey,
listening
Justin.
To WDUZ. We'll get his thoughts. Can read some more of these tweets, common and concerned and curious. You can dial it up. The Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Or tweet us at Big Show Network.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh with the Bucks when you win at Wendy's. Bucks Bulls next. No Lonzo Ball, though, so we'll see how the Bucks do with them. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate, or vanilla. No purchase necessary. Offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Confident, concerned, curious. Justin in Green Bay, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with C. Sparky Pfeiffer. And soon-to-be Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. What's up, Justin?
What's up, fellas? Leroy, you're here, buddy.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see. What's going on?
So I was just going to make a comment about the topic you guys are talking about with the safeties and that. What if we, or I don't know if they would do this. I played a little bit of football in my day, but it would be drop Savage down into the box with Campbell, and then you put Sullivan on the field with Amos because he's better at coverage, and then you still have Douglas, Jair, Stokes, and then you could have Z, Preston, Clark, and Gary up front.
So essentially you take Barnes off, so pretty much you replace Barnes with Savage is your idea. And
right,
then
as a hybrid because he's a he's a thumper in the run game, he can tackle, and then you got Sullivan and Amos who can cover the tight end.
I don't mind that at all. What are you confident in going into this game?
I'm confident in a W is what I'm confident in.
What are you concerned about?
Who are we playing in the next round?
Man, all right, no concerns whatsoever. So you think they're going to win by like 40 or 50? How many?
I'm not going that far, but I'm saying probably like I'm going to go like 34 to 17.
Yeah, that's a roll out the helmet, 17 points. All right, thanks for the call, Justin. Justin's not worried about anything. I mean, look, realistically, you ought to be concerned I would think, maybe, about special teams, because the Packers special teams are horrible. Probably should be concerned a little bit about trying to stop this run, because when the Niners have won here in this recent stretch, they've gone over 100 yards. In fact, I want to say they're like 9-0 when they're over 100 yards or something like that. And you keep them under 100 yards, that win-loss rate changes dramatically. So that's a stat to kind of pay attention to here. For the Packers-Niners game coming up. Confident, concerned, and curious. Leroy, Justin just brought up in Green Bay the idea of taking Barnes off the field, moving Savage up into that hybrid linebacker role, and letting Sullivan go back there with Amos since he's better in coverage and still keeping Kevin King off the field. And then it's Douglas, Stokes, and Alexander, the corners.
No, I ain't doing that. I'm not taking Barnes. I'm not taking a linebacker off when they run the ball. You're getting smaller. You need 51 and 59 in that box.
All right.
Don't get too gimmicky, people. Don't get too gimmicky. That's what works. Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say about you and your gimmicky take.
Don't do that.
I understand what you're saying, but watching these playoff games, I'm watching gimmick after gimmick after gimmick being run on offense. I mean, there have been trick plays, I think, almost by every team at some point during these games. That's
what would you consider a trick play? Like if somebody has to
flea flicker or something like that. Yeah. I mean that's what concerns me. And we saw with the Lions into the Packers twice. I don't want to get beat again on some goofy trick play because guys don't stay where they're supposed to be and bite.
You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Don't worry about it. Okay. No. Very good.
They ain't doing no double throwback reverse pass.
Right.
No team to do
it. No. Gerard, Delaware, listening on the Odyssey app. You're next with Leroy Butler and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, fellas, listen, I think what they're going to do and why that tweet was made is because remember the first game they played them during the season this year? They put Burks. They had a 4-3-4.
Yep.
That's how they played them. So I don't think they're going to play Burks. I think they're going to use Amos in Burks' spot as a linebacker and put Alexander on the field. See, that's because Amos, don't forget, is a real good tackler, real good. Mm-hmm. And he plays better. He's like Leroy. He played a lot better. You know, I'm not judging you, but you play a lot better closer to the line. John Madden.
No, I agree with that.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So exactly. I think that could be a little bit of their strategy. And I want to know, look, I'm curious about you, Sparky, and you, Leroy, not as a player, as what you're doing right now, as it's getting closer to game time, the tension, the anxiety. How do you guys feel? How do you, Sparky, as your regular fan, how do you feel?
Sparky's a scaredy cat. Yeah. Well, listen to this.
Know, that's you, what I want to know. I want to, you know, like tomorrow we got to 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long day. I mean, come on. I'm going to be paid for
come on,
here.
Blue Hens. Take it easy. Thanks a lot, my brother. I love when you call. Tell him how you feel, Steve.
I'm not worried about this game. I'm thinking about the Buccaneers game. That's the Brady game.
Stay focused on San Francisco.
I'm just really not that nervous, man. I know some people are nervous about this game because Rodgers never beat them in the playoffs and their success against the Packers. I get all of that.
Anytime you do something first, you never did it.
Right. So I understand it. Right. I get it. But I just think, again, unless something changes, I just think they're going to be so deep. They're going to be able to keep guys so fresh on the defensive side of the ball by rotating guys in and out that you're going to be able to keep fresh legs out there. Where in previous years, your depth wasn't as good and guys were getting pounded on it by the second half. You know, they were getting worn down by the run and they were having problems. Now, providing everybody plays, you're going to be a lot more fresh on that side of the ball, bringing guys in. Merciless, if he plays, that's going to help stopping the run, obviously, as well. You brought up Devondre Campbell, as is everybody else. So I like that. I like that from that perspective. And this is the best running back combo we've had against this team, against the Niners, with Jones and Dillon. The ability to hit the home run, the ability to pound you into submission. They haven't had this in the past either. Devontae Adams is playing the best ball of his career. Rodgers is, I don't know if he'll win his fourth MVP, but he's in the conversation to win the fourth MVP right now.
MVP, man.
So, yeah, man, there's a lot to be confident in, I think, going into this game. A lot.
You don't catch fish with the pole. You catch fish with the bait. Do you have the best bait? Yes, man. You got the best quarterback, best head coach, broke George Seifert record. You got a good running back. You got a good offensive line. Then defense, you got all these guys so good, you can't even get them all on the field. Just catch the fish. Keep it simple. Or just go to pick and save.
Go to pick and save. That'll work, too. let's go to Marcus, north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Sparky and Leroy Butler. What's up?
Hey, Leroy. Mark is here. Hey, Leroy, it's going to be a heck of a game, but I'm going to tell you a different spin on it.
Okay, come
I'm
on with it.
I'm a longtime Packer fan. I did bet against the Packers. I'm going where the money's at, okay? So let me tell you two quick points. One is that living here all my life and watching the Packers and everything that they've done throughout the bye weeks, I am not convinced that they will – I think the rest hurt them. I think that the first two series, Leroy, and you know how this goes between the teams, but I do think that San Francisco is going to come out with the first physicality to actually punch the Packers in the mouth in their own cold weather. And I think that once the Packers get behind, I think that they're going to go into, like what Sparky said, I think that they might go just into a straight-out passing mode, abandon the run game, game over with, and there you have it. And San Francisco walks out with a W, and we're just looking at the same thing. So, therefore, the bye week is really going to hurt them, and that's where I put my money on San Francisco taking the points. Have a great day.
Hey, man, you should have called doing Ken Barkley, because you're going to be broke, cuz. I hope you ain't betting a lot.
Why is he going to be broke?
Because he's betting all this money, man, on the Packers going to lose. What's wrong with him?
If he hits it, then how are you going to feel?
I ain't going to know about it.
Oh, he'll call back and tell you now.
Yeah, but is he going to call back when the Packers win and he broke?
Well, that I don't. Well, he won't be able to pay his cell phone bill, so no.
Well, he should have called back in Ken Barkley because all that betting stuff.
Ken Barkley's comes up next, but first let's check in with John and Franklin. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Today.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, John, go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think the big thing is I think LaFleur trusts the run. I've seen it all year where they didn't give up on the run. So my biggest concern is, and Leroy and Gary have talked about it in past, is Rodgers somehow getting caught up in that I got to win this game, and I don't think the 1-5 NFC Championship record has any. It's always the coaches abandon the run, I don't think the coaches abandoned the run so much as Rodgers abandoned the run. Anyways, and then my confidence, I think with Jair being back and Stokes, their ability to tackle, because they're very good tacklers on the edge, the San Francisco offense forces your cornerbacks to be able to tackle out in the flat, and I think our ability to do that will help us and get us a win.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What are you curious about going into this game, Leroy?
Well, I'm curious, really, how they're going to try to use the perimeter. Can you turn everything back in? This is an outside running team. They run outside more than anybody. I mean, so if you can really – so you, if you want to play 91, 55, 52, Merciless, all these guys, they got to get it turned in, because if they don't, it's going to be hard when they run these perimeter runs with Elijah Mitchell. Don't let this rookie stuff fool you. If you're in the playoff now, you can run that ball. So I'm curious how that would work out. But I am confident that Matt LaFleur is going to get out of the way and Aaron Rodgers will get out of the way and make a good partnership to come up with a game plan. It's not ego anymore. You got to sit that to the side. We all going to get the same ring. It's not about who is the headline. It's really the story. So I'm confident of that. They're going to get together. It's not about either one of them, and it's about doing whatever it takes to win this game. Because I'm going to tell you, the one thing Matt LaFleur wants, one person he wants to beat, is Kyle Shanahan.
No doubt.
That's
no
doubt. It ain't McVay.
But that's who Rodgers wants to beat, too.
Rodgers may want to beat the overall
the Niners.
Brand.
Right.
Yeah. Because we played it. You played a clip.
But it's personal, the other two.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like if you and Gary coach against each other, or me and AR coaching. I know him. I know what he likes to do. But I know you're going to be trying to outsmart me, but I'm going to be this. I can't get to where I want to get. McVay went to a Super Bowl. He lost it, though. Shanahan went to a Super Bowl, but he lost it. You could be the one guy in that trio that win a Super Bowl.
No doubt. Tell us all about where to get that nice, shiny ring. Might not be a Super Bowl ring, but it'll be a nice, pretty ring.
He can help you get a replica once they win it, though. I mean, Dean Murray's been doing this stuff for a long time, guys. It's Black Friday every single day there. And again, today, go to shoptjc.com. They always give away something free on Friday. Every Friday, they give away something free. And I know if you're like me and you like it free, give me three, okay? But the Jewelry Center, guys, they have three locations. But if you can't make it to those three locations, that's fine. Just go to shoptjc.com and just kind of click on the little bar. Somebody can chat with you. If you got some old gold you want to sell, they pay the most for it than anybody. Watch batteries. They do everything. But again, if you don't live here, fine, those three locations. Just go online. They can ship it to you. You can start today. It's the Kendra Scott giveaway, okay? Go to shoptjc.com. It's a giveaway. It's free. Go to shoptjc.com. Do it today.
Coming up next, Ken Barkley. You better. You bet. Odyssey BetQL. Follow him on Twitter at Locky Loggers. So we'll go over the spreads for this weekend's games.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. Get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich, you get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free. Hot coffee, that Coke, any soda or coffee, any Frosted Chino, vanilla, chocolate, doesn't matter. Free when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Also, if you don't have that Wendy's app, shame on you. I said last week, I saved $7 on an order at Wendy's ordering food last week by simply using some of my reward points towards things that I was getting when I was at Wendy's. So now today, Friday's freebie, 200 bonus reward points with any premium combo purchase. And again, all you have to do, if you're going to Wendy's, you're going to order food anyhow, download the app, make sure they scan your code, your barcode or whatever it is on your phone, your QR code. Make sure they scan your QR code before, you know, you pay them. And then all of those points go right to your app. It's just, it's beautiful. It's a really beautiful thing. Beautiful, just like our guy, Lockie Lockerson, Ken Barkley. You better, you bet, Odyssey BetQL. He joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 800-44-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ken, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. I was feeling pretty good before, but now I'm beautiful. Now I feel really good.
Beautiful. I mean, people can watch you, right? And do your You Better, You Bet. Yeah. Costos really likes his hair. You can tell. He's really a big fan of his hair. And he loves his hair. You love your hats. You always have a different hat on. It's always fun.
I have no hair, so I love my hats.
Yes,
my hair.
That's a good choice, right? Congratulations are in order as well. I saw yesterday Triton, which is, I guess they do ratings of podcasts and so forth. And you guys, one of the top podcasts in the country with You Better, You Bet. And that's awesome, man. Good stuff, because y'all haven't been doing it that long. And to be already considered one of the top in the country based on downloads and so forth is a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. I think what it speaks to is just there's like a huge appetite right now with legalization and it's football season at the same time, obviously. So, you know, New York legalizes sports betting, Connecticut legalizes sports betting, more states probably around the corner. And, you know, during football season, especially the playoffs, there's just a huge appetite for, you know, everyone's going to watch these games. We saw the ratings for last weekend with the wild card games. Everyone's going to watch. Then people want to probably have some action on the game and appreciate that. We're doing pretty good.
All right. So as usual, every time we have Ken Barkley on, we always have our little handy dandy BetQL Odyssey tip sheet on the screen. So I am ready to go and act like I know what I'm talking about. So let me ask you this. When you do your projection models, because they have their little BetQL projection model, and it gives you projects the score, win percentage, first half score, projects all of this. When you do your own Ken Barkley, do you go through the same thing as they do, predicting all of this out before placing an actual bet?
So I will make a number on a game, like I will make a projected point spread and a total. But some of the things, so we can take this week's games as an example. I think that would be pretty helpful for people. Some of the things that I'm considering when I'm making a number, you know, I'll have kind of my rating for both teams. So if they were to play each other on a neutral field, what do I think about the point spread would be, knowing that kind of like 3 and 7 are the key numbers in the NFL. I think most people could actually probably make a number that's pretty close doing that. For this week's games, two things that stand out as extremely important. One, the two teams that have a week off, Tennessee and Green Bay, and I assume we'll talk about the Packers, obviously.
Sure.
One of the reasons, if you're looking in the betting market, you might think to yourself, you know, well, maybe not where you are, but across the country, if you're looking at the betting market, you might say, wow, like the Packers are really 5.5, 6 points better than the 49ers. What's built into that is a really strong boost because the Packers had a week off. And for Tennessee, who has not been very good this year, to be honest, their record is excellent, but they have not been rated very well. You might say, oh man, 3.5 against Cincinnati. Like that's crazy. What's built into that is obviously the extra time off. So that's one thing. And then the second thing that I think about at the start of the week is what injuries did the teams incur or are they likely to kind of make public this week that could cause the line to change? So a couple examples of that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line. They might be without two starters on Sunday against the Rams. That's obviously a strength of their team normally. And the Cincinnati defensive line, they have three of the four starters were maybe not going to play this week against Tennessee early in the week. We weren't really sure how that was going to go. So those two things, plus kind of just my difference between the teams, that's how I get to the number.
Okay, so based off of that, the BetQL model has the Titans at like 62.5%. projected to win, yet the final score that they have is a 3-point difference between Tennessee and Cincinnati. I guess I struggle a little bit, Ken, with it being a 3-point game projected, and yet you're so confident that the team you're projecting to win by three is going to win. I guess that's where my struggle is as a fan and somebody that, you know, doesn't bet necessarily.
Yeah, I think your antenna are up on the right part of that for sure. So typically when a team is favored by 3 or 3.5, they will not be viewed as that likely by the betting market to win the game. I think one thing that makes this game unique a little bit are the teams involved, and especially Tennessee. Tennessee has not shown an ability so far this year to build and maintain large leads against other NFL teams. They performed excellently against good teams when they're an underdog. They've definitely been very good in that role. But as a large favorite or games that are expected blowouts, they have not actually played very well, and they have not, you know, they're generally, their sort of scoring margin has not been as great. So I do actually think this game lands three more often than other NFL games that are going to be played this weekend. And I think that might contribute to kind of what BetQL see in there.
A lot of times in NFL games, you look at a game and you go, the better quarterback normally wins. Or at least that's how I view it. I think Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
That's it. That's the entire question.
That's it. Because again, I understand it's, well, Derrick Henry's coming back. I mean, I get it. I understand the weight of it, because there was talk of him being the MVP before he got hurt. So I understand how good Derrick Henry is, and you'll only have fresh legs. Now, will he be at a snap count to try and make sure he gets to the next week if they think they can get past Cincinnati without handing him the ball 30 or 40 times? That I don't know. But I'm just not a huge Ryan Tannehill guy at the end of the day. He's been without Julio Jones a majority of the year because of injury. Plus, he lost the other wide receiver because of injury as well, A.J. Brown. So for me, I just look at this and go, I just don't know if I trust Ryan Tannehill in this game. The one thing that worries me, I think, if I'm a Bengals fan, is Titans defense is legit. I mean, that is a problem, but the Bengals have so much to work with on offense. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm nuts. I like Cincinnati.
So I don't blame you for liking Cincinnati, and you're not wrong. Just to poke a couple holes in the better quarterback always wins, or like that's the way to always think about it. So you're right. Like as a talent, Burrow is better than Ryan Tannehill. Now, Ryan Tannehill has had seasons that were as good or better than what Joe Burrow did this season.
Sure.
But just for this year, like one game sample, and you poll everybody, who are they going to pick in the game? They're going to pick Joe Burrow in the game. So I understand that argument. But we have seen a lot of playoff results historically where more than the quarterback ended up determining the outcome. Like Joe Flacco beat Peyton Manning at his place in a playoff game. Like, you know, like there's been no Blake Bortles beat Ben Roethlisberger in a playoff game.
Oh, yes.
Of significance.
Bortles was unconscious in that game. Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. So the idea of, like, I understand that that's kind of what leads to the thought process. My problem with Cincinnati in this game, so they played the Raiders last week. People aren't really focused on the statistics of that game. They're just like, oh, well, the Bengals won, and they even covered. Like, it must have gone okay. The Raiders, on a yards-per-play basis, outgained the Bengals in that game, and the Raiders made 900 mistakes, still outgained the Bengals yards per play, and went 1-for-5 in the red zone. Otherwise, they probably actually win the game. And then Cincinnati's coming into this game, and you're mentioning the quarterback. Here's my question. When the ball is snapped, so picture Cincinnati's playing defense, Tennessee's on offense. When the ball is snapped, what happens at the line of scrimmage? And this is where I think people may be undervaluing, like, Cincinnati's defensive line is extremely beat up coming into this game. Their two premier run-stopping defensive tackles, Ogunjobi and Mike Daniels, are both not going to play in this game. Trey Hendrickson, their pass rusher, is in concussion protocol. We think he's going to play, but like, what percent is he in the game? Derrick Henry's running at that.
Good
That's
point.
What he's running at. So just, I totally get it. I like Joe Burrow. I had a bet on him to win the Heisman when he was at LSU in the middle of the season. I love Joe Burrow, but like, that can't be the only thing that matters here. And I would be very worried about, like, the Raiders had some success running the ball last week. They were just losing for a lot of the game, so they couldn't do it very much. Josh Jacobs had a ton of room to run in that game. So that's what I would be worried about, even if it's not Derrick Henry the whole time, even if it's Deontay Foreman, or, you know, it doesn't matter, Jeremy McNichols. just that's, I think, a key aspect of like why the Titans can be successful.
Great point about the Bengals defense being banged up in their run defense. Great point. All right, let's get to Packers and Niners. Rodgers winless against the Niners in his career in the playoffs. History says they run all over the Packers in the playoffs. I feel very good about this Packers team, really not nervous about it at all. They got just so many guys that are looking like they're coming back and got some freshness to them. I don't think the Niners have seen this type of running back duo before from the Packers in the playoffs. I know earlier this year it came down to Crosby hitting a field goal, but a lot of these guys weren't playing earlier in the year either. So for me, I love the Packers in this one. What's your thoughts on the line and the over-under?
Yeah, this is the one of the four games that I think is like the most unpredictable, honestly, because there's so much injury stuff to me that goes into how I think
for
the
game
is going to be played. Garoppolo's condition looms over every handicapping angle of this game. I mean, we saw him play last week and he was playing with a finger injury and he played well, and now he has a shoulder injury in his throwing shoulder. And there's a lot of kind of dicey reports coming out about, not that he's not going to play, he's going to play, just, but like, what percent can someone be playing with multiple injuries having played last week in a relatively important physical game? It leads to a lot of questions about like, do I want to bet this game? Like, do I feel comfortable putting money down? Now, the spread is created by two very important things. I actually think there is almost no difference between these two teams. I think I have the Packers rated just slightly better, and you're like, all right, well, you have them rated slightly better. How can they be 5.5, 6-point favorites? Home field advantage in the playoffs, specifically for the Packers, is worth a lot in the betting market. You will always see like at least like 3 points more in some situations, depending on the situation. And the Packers had a week off. That is heavily weighted into what's happening with this line. So the crazy thing is, these are actually two even teams, but because of the situation, the Packers are favored by a ton. So my advice is, don't bet the Packers just because of the things that I mentioned. Those are all built into the line. It's built in that this is a Lambeau night home playoff game, that the Packers had a week off, that they're getting maybe some injured players back. Now, we don't really know. We don't know if Bakhtiari is going to play. Looks like Valdez Scantling might not play. So it's not like all roses for the Packers injury-wise in the game, but those things are all built in there. That's what's creating that really big cushion. If I knew Garoppolo was a little bit more kind of than what his condition is right now, I actually like the Niners with the points. Not that I think they're going to win necessarily, but I do really think the difference between these teams in their first meeting, how that was lined, really think it's sort of a smaller difference between them than maybe the market's giving them credit for.
There he is, our guy. Follow him on Twitter. He's the best. Follow him on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. Ken Barkley, you better, you bet. Again, rated based on downloads and everything else. One of the best podcasts in the country going right now. Download that Odyssey app and listen. Again, at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. Ken, thank you so much.
Sparky, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
All good. You too. There he is, Ken Barkley on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. It is cold outside. Cold outside. Take advantage now. Get that winter maintenance package done now at Van Horn Automotive if you haven't yet. I don't know what you've been waiting for, but go right now. Tire rotation, balance, brake inspection, alignment, and coolant service for $199. Oh, and they also have something else too if you're looking for some tires. $100 off tire and mounting package. You get four tires plus mounting and balancing, and you get $100 off the entire package. And in this weather, probably good to have a real good battery, right? You don't want to be stuck on the side of the road somewhere. So you get a free battery test and $25 off a new battery if you need one. Explore Van Horn's 16 locations throughout Wisconsin and Iowa at VanHornAuto.com. And of course, Van Horn Rental. Talk about it all the time. Van Horn Rental is where I go for all of my rental car needs. I learned over a year or so ago, going online, you know, got the kid and traveled baseball and all that stuff. Go online and you're looking at rental car rates. And then I look at Van Horn. I'm like, well, this makes too much sense. And then you go and you work with Van Horn Rental and you realize the customer service is 1,000% better than you're going to get picking it up from an airport or something like that. So for me, that's the way to go. If you're driving around the Midwest with your kids, you want to put all the miles on your car. Like I try to avoid, I always just go the rental route with Van Horn Rental. That is the way to go. All right, see Sparky Fiverr with you. Leroy Butler had to get, because, you know, he's got everything going on, including Lambeau Field tours and all this other stuff going on right now. So he's out of here. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers Had some comments about his legacy in his presser earlier this week. They didn't get to it yesterday, so I would like to get to it today here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll do that next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.